Holiday Wish, a Harry Potter fic written by Miss Morland and read by Sylvain. 5. Poppy is sleeping. Her breath, light and steady, is a mere whisper against Minerva's cheek, her hand, warm and soft, resting comfortably on Minerva's hip. The fire died hours ago, and the air in the bedroom is getting a bit chilly. Yet Minerva can't stand the thought of getting up to do something about it. She shifts a little instead, easing her upper body closer to Poppy's. There was a time when she was sure she could never have this. She's still afraid, sometimes, of waking up and discovering it was all a dream. That Poppy is gone, that Minerva is alone, a forgotten old woman with no purpose in the world. But they are both here, alive, and Hogwarts is whole and thriving once more. It's all she could have asked for. Curling her arms around Poppy and holding her tight, Minerva closes her eyes and wishes herself a Merry Christmas. 4. What are you thinking about? Poppy asks. Minerva sighs. Nothing, she wants to say. Or perhaps you. But she knows the frown on her brow must have given her away. It seems to have made itself permanent, a perpetual sign of the worry that plagues her. Students, Potter, Carrows, Snape, the Dark Lord and Merlin knows what else. Sometimes she thinks the weight of it all is going to crush her. Even now, sitting in her own parlour with Poppy next to her, a fire on the hearth and a glass of mulled wine in her hand. Even now, peace can't be found, like she once thought it could. You know, she says quietly, taking Poppy's hand and squeezing it. Everything. And Poppy, who knows Minerva better than anyone, doesn't try to comfort her, just squeezes her hand back and stays silent. Three. It's the wrong colour, Poppy says. She's frowning, as if this is somehow a terrible problem. You'll need to change it. Minerva can feel herself bristle, but manages to keep her reaction down to one single raised eyebrow. Do I? She says, picking up the maligned decoration from where Poppy has unceremoniously thrown it on the table. I thought I had a say in the matter too, but I suppose I could be wrong. At least Poppy has the decency to look ashamed. No, of course not. I'm sorry. It's just... Just what? Minerva asks, a hint of sharpness in her voice. Damn it, but she was the one who spent the better part of yesterday in Diagon Alley, and if Poppy is going to be discontented this year of all years... The first Christmas after you-know-who's downfall, Poppy whispers. The first Christmas we... You and I... I just want it to be perfect. Minerva's anger melts away then, whether she wants it to or not. She wants to say something, but finds she can't. After a moment, she clears her throat. Which colour do you want, then? She asks gently, pulling out her wand. 2. The soft knock on her office door is not enough to prepare Minerva for the sight. A flushed Poppy with dishevelled hair, suitcase in hand, travelling cloak covered in snow. The post of school matron, she asks, breath quick and raw, is it still vacant? Yes, and come in, says Minerva, mostly to cover her own surprise and sudden joy. She takes Poppy's cloak and suitcase and makes her sit down by the fire while she busies herself with making tea. After a while, in some small talk, Poppy lifts her head, smiling wryly at Minerva over the edge of a teacup. I caught him with his secretary, she says, shaking her head. Can you imagine? Like something out of a bad novel, Minerva asserts. You'll stay here for Christmas, then? Poppy nods. If you'll let me. Minerva smiles, warm happiness swelling in her stomach. As long as you like. 1. It's Minerva's first Christmas since leaving Hogwarts, and she's spending it working, as dutiful as a junior ministry employee should be. On Christmas Eve, she leaves earlier than usual, early enough to pop by the closest Muggle supermarket and buy herself enough food to survive the holiday. She's not looking forward to the time off, not at all. She's not seeing her family, and her friends are all married, or about to be. Sometimes Minerva wonders if she's made the right choices in her life. Perhaps, she wonders gloomily, she'd be better off pretending. She nearly misses the faint tapping on her window at first, but then she glances out and recognizes Poppy's owl. The message is as short as it is clear. Mark's away until New Year's. Come and spend Christmas with me? P. Minerva holds the note in one hand. She reads it, rereads it. At last she laughs, shaking her head. No matter what, Minerva thinks, Poppy Pomfrey is the dearest friend in all the world. That's one thing that won't change. She sits down to write her answer, silently making a holiday wish. The End.